This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, said the Senate has come to an agreement on the infrastructure bill.
We have come to an agreement for final passage of the bipartisan infrastructure proposal. As we move forward, we're proceeding on both tracks, the track of the bipartisan infrastructure proposal and the track of the budget resolution with reconciliation instructions.
The vote is expected Tuesday morning around 11 a.m. Eastern. State District Judge Brad Urrutia ruled in favor of Texas Democrats who fled the state last month to block Republican-backed voting integrity legislation. Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan and other officials are now barred from arresting the lawmakers. The judge, a Democrat, signed the order on August 8th, issuing the injunction. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
As the Taliban conquered a sixth provincial capital in Afghanistan over the weekend, the Pentagon reports the situation hinges on Afghan civilian and military leadership to stop the terrorists. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Former Admiral John Kirby, now the Pentagon press secretary, said the fighting in the country is clearly not going in the right direction. Kirby said the U.S. believes the Afghan forces had the capability to make a big difference on the battlefield.
Whatever the outcome here, when we look back, we're going to be able to know, we're going to be able to say that it was driven by leadership, Afghan leadership, political and military leadership. That's what's vital here.
Researchers have uncovered a new Android Trojan, dubbed Flytrap, that spread to more than 10,000 victims via rigged apps and Facebook accounts. In a report posted Monday, Flytrap has spread to at least 144 countries since March. The malware has been traced to operators working out of Vietnam. USA Radio News.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will, or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Ivy League school Princeton University in New Jersey is offering a new course this semester titled Black Lives Matter and pushes the critical race theory. Former professor at Princeton, Dr. Carol Swain, tells Fox News this is un-American and what you can read to understand the views of CRT and what's wrong with it.
Critical race theory was around, it's been around for decades, but what we do know is that it did not stay on the university campuses, that it has permeated every sector of our society, and we know the harmful effects of taking that dangerous ideology that divides Americans into the K-12 classrooms. And so I think that we now see that there needs to be a reckoning with universities, especially those that are turning out the future leaders of tomorrow, the Ivy League schools where the graduates dominate our society. And we need to stop selecting Supreme Court justices almost exclusively from that environment. And while I have your audience, I'd like to point out that I have a new book on critical race theory that offers strategies on how to fight back. It explains what it is, where it came from, how it impacts our society, why it's un-American, Washington. It runs counter to our Constitution, and we don't have to stand for it. And the book is Black Eye for America, How Critical Race Theory is Burning Down the House.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you knew it wasn't going to be easy because the antithetical forces that are happy that America is not on track and they're taking full advantage of us. Look at how they're blowing up our budget and the scare tactics that they're using. I mean, they want to mandate vaccines. They want to control every aspect of our lives. And are we looking at a free America in the rearview mirror? Maybe that's the question and something to think about. Melissa Crone is back with us. She is the Dominion whistleblower, conservative IT professional, and state representative candidate for Michigan's 46th district. Hey, Melissa, how are you?
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Great to have you back here. You know, I was looking back at some video of Kamala Harris and other Democratic senators, and I mean, they lined up talking about, you know, these Dominion machines and the antiquated voting machines to count votes that were in play, and that it was really ripe for potential fraud. And this is coming from the Democrats. I didn't hear anything from a Republican. And then, of course, you know, several years later, look what they do to us.
Yeah, I mean, this is crazy what they're doing. And, you know, just completely refusing to give up the routers and the passwords. It's unbelievable. I mean, we have the Arizona Senate subpoenaing the information, and they're refusing to do it. I mean, they're talking about giving people jail time at this point because they can't refuse to give something that's requested like that.
Exactly.
At this point, I believe that they should be jailed, all of them. Yeah. I believe that they should be, you know, they should have to pay the consequences for this. They are behind our country being stolen, and they are behind the chaos that's going on in our country right now.
Well, the evidence, boy, I'll tell you, it is mounting, and with each day it becomes more and more irrefutable. I don't know how long they can continue this ruse that they're just hoping upon hope that the legacy media will continue to give them cover, whether it's the legacy media or social media, big techs, and corporate America that continue to lie to America, because at every turn, I don't care if we're talking about the, you know, COVID vaccine. They're not forthcoming about that, you know, climate change.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pattern here that continues, and here it is. In order for them to do what they did, Melissa, I mean, you're an IT expert. You know that this had to be done by machines. This wasn't done by an individual. This is such a massive fraud, particularly on, you know, five states in particular. But what we're finding out is it was throughout all 50 states of the union.
Yes, it was. You know, the five swing states are what they're trying to focus on, obviously. But Michigan, we're going to have a really hard time getting this done in Michigan. But I did see an article the other day saying that Biden is threatening people that are requesting an Arizona-like forensic audit. He's threatening prison time.
Yeah.
I mean, if these people can't wake up, I was driving down the street yesterday to a school board meeting, and I have a Trump sticker on the back of my car, and I have somebody get out of their car, and they were just freaking out, going crazy, like they just wanted to assault me. Oh, I couldn't believe it. These people are getting angry and violent, and we're going to have some issues with these people.
Well, we've had issues. I mean, look what's happening. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, we still have fellow patriots in jail right now. Some, too many, in solitary confinement because they did their civic duty. They wanted to go down and go to the Capitol, and many of them were invited in, and now they're looked at as domestic terrorists.
Yeah, exactly. And those people are being denied their rights as Americans to a trial. They did not get a trial. They haven't. They've been being tortured. You know, this is America. We don't do that in America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, America's known for treating their citizens good in a decent way, in a humane way.
Mm-hmm.
These people are not being treated in a humane way. They have taken over every branch of our government, and it is completely out of control what's going on right now. It's pure communism, and I don't know how we're going to stop this.
It's
spinning out of control. It's scary.
And you got to put it right at the feet where it belongs. And as you said, Joe Biden, this is the Joe Biden administration. You know, you mentioned putting pressure on anybody that wants an audit. I mean, the Justice Department has been weaponized. That's not what the Justice Department is for, to go after citizens like this. So, you know, it's quite telling, isn't it, Melissa, that, you know, why would they do this if they weren't afraid that we might find out?
That's exactly right. Well, I'll tell you, it's the depth of it, you know, like here in Michigan, knowing it, being involved politically and, you know, getting to know who's who just in Michigan alone, it has opened my eyes. It is crazy. It goes beyond the corruption that anybody thinks. It is so deep. It's terrible. Mm-hmm. And it's like every single legislator, we don't have a single one here in Michigan that will support a forensic audit. We have Steve Cara that wrote a bill for a fractional forensic audit, but we need a full forensic audit. We need to follow Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just like Arizona did it right. And that's what needs to happen in every state. And now that they've done one, they'll get through more of them quicker than, you know, Arizona.
Exactly.
But that was their first one. But, you know, I mean, it'll go quicker, but now we know what's going to happen. Dominion's not going to give up the machines, and they're not going to give up the routers, and we need to use this, and we need to just get rid of these machines altogether.
Right.
You know, all of them.
Well, it's interesting, just that you mentioned routers. Dominion said that they were not online. Well, if they're not online, why did they need a router?
We have proof that they were, that's exactly right. We have proof that they are online. That's exactly right. A router connects it online.
Yeah, exactly.
And we've never had, it's so shocking because nobody's had to answer for this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody's had to answer for this. It's just like the people that, these Dominion people, they're just missing. They're not answering for what they're doing. Why is nobody holding them responsible for this?
Yes, exactly. But we'll go ahead and incarcerate a couple of hundred American citizens who go to the Capitol to express their displeasure about, you know, what happened. And, of course, this January 6th, you know, special committee thing, you know, we just want to talk about January 6th, but you need to talk about cause and effect. What was the causal relationship to what ignited January 6th, just like in 9/11? What happened prior to 9/11 that gave us, you know, this horrific attack on our country, right?
That's right. I say it to people all the time. I say these people have been locked down. We were locked down for almost a year at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people have lost everything they had. They've lost loved ones without being able to be by their side. Our children have been out of school and, you know, going crazy. The suicide rate is up.
Exactly.
Mental health issues. Then you take all these people and you sit them down and you let them watch their country being stolen from them, literally watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think is going to happen?
Exactly.
person. People can only take so much.
Without a doubt. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Melissa Caron on the other side, so stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, this is what happens when you believe in the truth. You just don't lose hope, regardless of how bleak it may be, and the way you're canceled, and the way you're invalidated, and that sort of thing. That happens to be the condition of the culture right now. But even for the sake of the culture, we have to stand up for the truth, because the culture may not realize that they're being lost in the process. You know, if they continue to go down this road, you know, like Jordan Peterson says, you can be so ideologically fixed that you render yourself stupid. I mean, it's not an intellectual thing. And that's really sad that we would check in our own brains for the sake of some, you know, political party or some political ideology. But look at, you know, worse things have happened. But this is what we see happening in America today. We continue our conversation with Melissa Caron. She is the Dominion whistleblower, a conservative IT professional, a state representative candidate for Michigan's 46th district. Melissa, how is the campaign going?
Yeah, it's going pretty good, Bill. You know, I've been in contact with Jovan Pulitzer, who's behind the Arizona forensic audit.
Right.
And I've been, you know, on the front lines here in Michigan. So my campaign has, you know, suffered a little bit because, you know, I'm just very concerned about our elections here. And, you know, if we don't fix them, obviously we're not going to win them. So,
exactly.
You know, I'm trying to do both and juggle both at one time. But, you know, obviously I'm more concerned about the our election process. So I'm trying my hardest to get Jovan Pulitzer on a bill here in Michigan.
Right.
But our legislators are not having it. They don't want it. They don't get along with him. They don't like the way he acts. It's his personality. You know, to me, it's the most ridiculous thing in the world. It's immature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this isn't about them. This is about the country.
Exactly.
Their differences aside, but we don't have any legislators here that are willing to do that right now.
Amazing. Well, excuse me, Jovan Pulitzer is doing a kind of a blow-by-blow summary of Mike Lindell's presentation, which just got underway recently. And this is, boy, I'll tell you, the evidence is so irrefutable. I mean, 72 hours of evidence that is there for the people to decide. And, of course, you know, Fox News, they didn't even want to run a promo. Not that he even asked them to run, you know, to stream the 72 hours, but just say run a promo spot. And they said, nope, we're not going to do it, you know, because, you know, anybody, like you said, anybody who challenges the results of what happened with the election, then you're out of here. You're invalidated.
Yep.
We don't want to hear from you. And
yep.
Canceled. But what are they going to do? Because now you have such a preponderance of people, Democrat and Republic, now, Melissa, that are saying there needs to be an audit here.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, we're just going to keep pushing. We're going to keep pushing, especially, you know, Mike Lindell's cyber symposium that starts tonight. So, you know, obviously the country's going to be watching that. Hopefully, you know, hopefully most people are focused on that and they understand and see what's going on. You know, he's offering $5 million to somebody that can prove him wrong. So I think it's pretty interesting that we all pay attention, obviously. And, you know, and see Jovan Pulitzer and Mike Lindell and all these people are all working together, you know,
yes.
with this information, like you said. So, you know, that tells you, too, that, you know, they all have the same information. They know it's correct and they're working towards the truth. This isn't a Republican issue. This isn't, you know, every Democrats, Republicans, we all need to be concerned about this because this is the future of our country.
Right.
It can just as well happen to them, you know.
Exactly. Well, and you as an IT professional, you know, with your experience and expertise that, and this is what Jovan Pulitzer brings to the table here, is the explanation of the data footprint. I mean, this just doesn't happen, you know, without you understanding it. This comes with a footprint. And
right.
as you and I talked about before, you know, my question to Mike Lindell was several weeks ago is who orchestrated this? I mean, there has to have been somebody who told particularly these five
yeah.
voting districts to shut down all at the same time. Right.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's been orchestrated for a very long time. This was in detail orchestrated for years. This has been something that they've been using for a very long time. I believe it happened around 2008 or before that. And then it just got, you know, they did it and they had so many ways of orchestrating this fraud.
Right.
We did it with mail-in ballots. I mean, COVID just put it over the top. COVID was fraud for that reason, and we all know it. You know, and just it all makes me sick. Mm. It really does.
Well, the deal is you're right. COVID, in part, the other thing was Donald Trump. They never expected Donald Trump to get the return and votes that he got. Right across the country, it was such a refutation against the Democratic Party and the policies that they were presenting. And Joe Biden, who is a compromised, candidate, just mentally speaking, I mean, people understood, you know, that this was going on. And, and they kept it in the realm of somewhat plausible deniability backed by the legacy media. But when you look at the actual numbers, plausibility, you got to throw out the door because the numbers, what they did in order to cheat, Melissa, you know, they defied normal, you know, statistical error factors and reasonability, didn't they?
They did, and they did it so blatantly right in front of our face out there. I mean, like I said, working at the TCF Center, I never expected to see any of that. You know, I knew that it would be going on. But I didn't know it would be going on right in front of my face.
Yeah,
I
so blatantly. Yeah, exactly. The arrogance is unbelievable. And you're right. You know, when you go back and you think about what happened with, when President Obama was running, I mean, we had a situation. I can't remember if it was 08 or if it was 12, but there were like 58 voting districts in Pennsylvania, right? In this one particular area. They voted 100% for Barack Obama. Come on, get real here. That just doesn't happen.
No, it does not happen. And, you know, just like Dr. Frank says, that's not natural. It's not natural. It doesn't work like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when, in around 2008, that's when these machines were brought in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's when I believe they started using this. But I do believe that it happened before that, too. But these machines, there's no reason why we need these machines. There's no reason why. We can we can hand count ballots. We're totally fine. You know, there might be a little bit of the numbers might be off a little bit with hand counting, but it's not going to swing an election.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, we've just got to get rid of them.
Yeah, without a doubt. And you know, because of exactly what happened, case in point here, especially when they lied to us and said it wasn't, they weren't online, they didn't have online access. I mean, they just flat out lied about that.
Yeah.
Melissa, nobody's gone to jail. What's up with this?
And they don't want to answer for anything either. Look at the letters they sent to people. The letters they sent to people were, I mean, they literally... They were like harassing people, you know, your job in the letter they sent me, it says all you were was an IT person hired for one day to clean glass on machines. Okay, that's fine. But they degrade people. You know, that's what they're doing with these letters. It's so crazy. It's like if you question them, they just jump on the defense and start harassing you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they've done this to hundreds of people.
Yes.
You know, that have ever said anything about them. And to me, it's the typical Democrat way of approaching something. And I'm just so used to that happening with these people. They just jump to the defense and they don't want to answer for anything. And if you say anything to them, you know, you're a racist and you hate everyone and you can't question them, you know, about anything because they don't want to be questioned. This is too much. We got to get rid of these machines. We have to find out what happened during this election. And I don't think our lawmakers are going to do anything about it. I think it's going to be left up to the people.
Exactly. The Democrats need to find their soul along the way. They've lost their soul, Melissa. That's why they're so fixed and untenable. And, they have perpetrated this ruse upon the American people. Melissa, tell everybody how they can participate and help you out as you're running for Michigan's 46th.
Yes. Please go on Vote Perone. VoteCar1.com.
By Amazon. As students head back to school, there are a number of supplies and preparations underway. But while the lists may have grown, the time and money spent shopping doesn't have to. Customers can spend less and smile more when they shop Amazon for everything they need to get back to school. A one-stop shop offering the widest selection and lowest prices. And did you know? Amazon offers a discounted Prime membership option for qualifying government assistance recipients for just $5.99 per month. That's 50% off. In addition to Amazon's everyday low prices, Prime members enjoy unlimited fast, free delivery, access to exclusive savings, thousands of movies and TV shows with Prime Video, more than 2 million songs ad-free with Amazon Music, and access to more than 1,000 books and magazines with Prime Reading, something that can come in handy as those reading lists ramp up. To learn more or start your 30-day free trial, visit amazon.com/prime discount.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, said the Senate has come to an agreement on the infrastructure bill.
We have come to an agreement for final passage of the bipartisan infrastructure proposal. As we move forward, we're proceeding on both tracks, the track of the bipartisan infrastructure proposal and the track of the budget resolution with reconciliation instructions.
The vote is expected Tuesday morning around 11 a.m. Eastern. State District Judge Brad Urrutia ruled in favor of Texas Democrats who fled the state last month to block Republican-backed voting integrity legislation. Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan and other officials are now barred from arresting the lawmakers. The judge, a Democrat, signed the order on August 8th, issuing the injunction. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Bill Martinez. We have a country to save.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there for you. Right now, here in front of us is Rachel Alexander, the attorney, contributor to Town Hall, WND, The Christian Post, and Newsmax. Rachel, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Rachel, there's so much to talk about. I mean, from the highly vaxxed areas in Arizona, you've been writing about, of course, Border Patrol's failure to protect our border. And, of course, Arizona legislator Wendy Rogers says, look, at we got a petition to decertify this election results due to a ballot audit. Why don't we start with that one? What's happening here with the Arizona legislator?
I mean, this is getting really intense here in Arizona. I mean, they're not just talking about, oh, let's go look and see if they're voter fraud. I mean, Wendy Rogers is serious about decertifying the election results based on this preliminary results that the Arizona audit has found. And we're not even, you know, we're not even done with the full report. This is just, you know, what they've announced so far, which is things like, you know, 70,000 votes came in from people who they had absolutely no record of ever sending those ballots out to those 70,000 people in Maricopa County.
Wow. Well, and the thing is, it's interesting that you're at this point, and she's calling for a decertification before everything's all finished, and maybe some of it is so that it can reduce the interference by the Justice Department. I mean, their tentacles, I mean, they're putting pressure on these counters and people involved with this, you know, with this election process and threatening them. I mean, these are everyday citizens, and now you've got the weight of the federal government at our expense, the people's expense, who are the ones crying out, because over 50% of America is saying, look, we need to do an audit on this election. And that has been increasing over the last several months. I mean, it started out originally at about 35%. And, you know, the mainstream media, big tech, corporate America, all these other cabalists that have been involved in this whole thing thought it would just go away. But it's not. It's snowballing, and it's picking up more and more energy. And, of course, later on today, Rachel, we've got the start of Mike Lindell's symposium, 72 hours of evidence of what happened with the 2020 election. I'm told it's incredibly compelling. And in my conversation with him, I may have mentioned to you, he said the final number, or the best number that he's got right now, is that Donald Trump was able to garner over 80 million votes and Joe Biden less than 68. And that starts to make a little bit more sense. But again, he's laying out the evidence, and this will be 72 hours nonstop, basically, over the next 3 days.
I am so excited to hear the results of that. I'm just, like you, I'm sure, I am so concerned that everybody is going to ignore it, and they're mm-hmm. not going to touch it, and nothing will happen because of it, and they're going to just write him off as some fringe person, which is ridiculous. He was just a regular, and I know you and I have talked about this before, he right. was just a regular American before this all went down, and he happened to stick his neck out and say, I'm going to investigate. And once they did it, once he did that, they just tried to make him look like some loony fringe person, which is so unfair.
And it's amazing, because the same media that contributed to that were the same ones that were taking his money when he was promoting MyPillow. And here he was he wanted to run a promotional ad about the symposium on Fox, and Fox said, no, they're not going to do it. So he says, you know what, you can cancel my $50 million that I had planned to spend over the next several quarters on Fox. If you're not going to run this promotion, then I'm not going to run my advertising with you.
Oh, and it just makes me glad that I have not watched Fox News since election night when they right. haven't. I'm in Arizona.
Yes, it's exactly.
The nerve to call
yes.
Arizona for Biden. I have never been so bad.
Yeah, I know, because they already went through this. Remember, we went through this, you know, a couple election cycles before, and you know, Dick Morris got castigated, and even Karl Rove was in the frying pan there for a little bit because of their misprojection, and you know, that caused some controversy. But obviously, Fox is up to their elbows in this whole situation. They're really not interested in the truth. I've heard, you know, a couple of people that I thought I could have some respect for, you know, not even want to ask any questions, just assume that the election was legitimate, and going, well, wait a minute, Brett Baer, help me understand. For 4 years, the legacy media said that it was an illegitimate, you know, election of Donald Trump. And for 4 years, everybody was hounded with this narrative. And we spent near $70 million of the people's money to prove there wasn't any collusion, that this was all started, thank you very much, from an Oppo piece generated by none other than Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. And, you know, and I got to imagine, I guess maybe some of the redemption of all this, Rachel, is I just picture Hillary Clinton in her bedroom kicking her legs, yelling and screaming, why Joe Biden? Why Joe Biden?
Why not me?
Exactly. I mean,
I know exactly what's going on at Fox News. Mm-hmm. What's going on is those people don't want to have every single article written about them mentioning their name for the rest of their life, bring up how they are some fringe conspiracy theorist. I get it. The liberals control the mainstream media. So, you know, when the left came after me in 2010 and destroyed my life due to legal things, mm-hmm. every single article about me for years would always bring up, you know, disgraced, controversial former lawyer Rachel Alexander. Okay, I get it. They do
yes.
that to you.
Right.
But, you know, at some point, you have to have guts, and you just have to, somebody has to stand up for something.
Well, you stand on the truth. And having done all to stand, you keep standing, Rachel. That's what you've been doing. And this is why your voice is so legitimate, and especially because of all that you've gone through, you know from whence you speak, and you've seen all the dirty playing that they've done. And but look it, you know, you may have got bruised up a little bit, but I think it's just made you all the stronger.
Yeah, I mean, granted, it did destroy my health, and there are, I even admit, there are a few things where people want me to get on the bandwagon, and I do shy away, because it's almost too much for me.
Right.
But that's the really super controversial stuff. You know, we're talking more closer to QAnon or something, whereas this is just standing up for ballot fraud, and if you don't do that, and this Senator Wendy Rogers, I mean, she's going farther than just most conservatives. She actually wants to decertify the election. So we've got to back her up for taking a position that a lot of people are too scared to take.
Well, maybe the result of the 72-hour symposium that Lindell is running will come alongside and buttress her efforts and the efforts of other legislators across the country who are, you know, they have the same sentiment. I mean, this is a growing sentiment, Rachel, that people are going, wait, this is bad. And it has nothing to do with whether or not you like Joe Biden or you think maybe he's lost half of his mind or whatever. That's irrelevant. This is about, it's grander than this. It is about the very foundation of this democratic republic. Are we going to support free and fair elections, or are we going to allow the elections of a third world country to enter into the system of American politics?
Yes, very well stated on the third world country. I've done articles comparing our elections to Kenyans and Uganda. The similarities are frightening, but nobody knows because the MSM isn't ever going to report on them.
Of course not. Yeah, it's not, because they got their expected end. But the other unexpected end that they're getting out of this is they're losing subscribers. They're losing ears and eyes. And when it comes to the media, you know, that is the economy in which we travel. We want ears and eyes. We want information, and the people are tuning out. I mean, look at what happened with the Olympics here. They were down, what, over 40%, because the American people are getting fed up with people abusing our country, disrespecting it, disrespecting our flag. And it's so ironic that we have Cubans in Cuba under a communist regime that are carrying the American flag and shouting out liberty as an example to the rest of the world that liberty and the American flag are synonymous, Rachel.
Oh, and if you watch the mainstream media's coverage of what's going on in Cuba, I mean, I'm sure as you know that one recent protest they had over food shortages and things was kind of rare. I mean, the people are so beaten down, they don't have any protests anymore. But if you read the mainstream media's coverage of that protest, they try to hide all the freedom aspect of it.
Exactly. Amazing and so disgusting. We've got more from Rachel Alexander after this. Stay with us.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
America. Bill Martinez here. Rachel Alexander continues with us, the attorney, writer, contributor to Town Hall, WND, and the Christian Post, Newsmax as well. We always appreciate Rachel and her balanced perspective. Rachel, your experience, which I always tell my kids, experience defines preference. You've learned so much over the years, and you know, and you're a blessing to us that you're faithful to your gifts and your talents and writing about these issues that we need to know about, like, for example, here it is. Arizona is being so bombarded and affected by what's going on at our southern border. You wrote the Border Patrol's failure to protect our border is now exposed. What's going on? What are you seeing here?
Basically, what happened is this longtime Arizona cowboy who I've gotten to know, Ed Asper, because he told me about all the feuding going on with the drug cartels and the mafia over cattle rustling. He actually writes westerns, and he bases them on real stories, but he sometimes, you know, disguises some of the names in order to protect people and from the drug cartels. And he's written this incredible book called Kidnapped, Mystery and Collusion in the Boot Heel of New Mexico, about a horrible incident where a cattle rancher that he is good friends with was kidnapped by these drug cartels. And he went through a harrowing experience, but somehow managed to escape 26 hours later. Wow. And this is the story of what happened to him. And the sad thing is our own Border Patrol was not in the area patrolling because they won't even go near the border because it's too dangerous. Mm-hmm. And then when this guy finally escaped, they treated him like a suspect because they don't want the word going out about how dangerous it is. It's like they literally want to cover it up. The media didn't even cover it. I am the only journalist who's actually written about this. And this happened, you know, a few years ago in 2016, I believe.
Amazing. Well, you know, this is the thing about our media and everything. And in fact, I talked with Peter Schweitzer about this very point, that there are things that you think, wow, should be all over the media, and it takes, you know, 3-4 years to get out there. I mean, all these things like that were reported during, you know, the Trump era, that he was a liar and all this other stuff. And then they find out later how right he was versus, you know, the lies that they supposedly. But meanwhile, the damage was out there because, you know, when you got 95% of what's reported on Trump being as negative, you know, what are the people to believe?
Yeah, it's frightening how little we know, especially people like me here in Arizona. And I'm very politically aware, but right. I don't even know this stuff because it is buried so deep. And this, you know, this happened, you know, right before Trump took office, and things haven't changed. I mean, this rancher tells me that the bureaucracy is so entrenched at the Border Patrol and the FBI that also investigated this incident that trying to, you know, make a difference in the deep state, you know, Trump was only able to scratch the surface. He needed another term to try to dig into some of these other agencies.
Well, we have, on the surface, have analyzed, and we have determined that there is rank corruption throughout the three-letter agencies. And this was really put on, you know, full steam ahead during the Obama administration. When President Obama said that he was going to fundamentally transform America, you needed to listen to him. That's exactly what he intended to do. He got a lot in motion. And then when Trump came in, Trump didn't understand some of the nuance and where people were hiding and all these moles and everything. And he trusted people. He trusted the goodwill of people looking him in the face, saying, I'm here, I support your presidency. And then as soon as he turned his back, they're pulling out a knife to stick it in his back and stick it in the American people's back who voted him as president of the United States. And as you said, the deep state has taken over. It's well entrenched. It is very much in control. And, you know, it is... you know, we've got to get our country back. That's really the rallying call for America, because all these institutions, from the mainstream media, big corporations, the social media giants and that, have taken over our country, and they're leading us to socialism. They're leading us down to a path of a, you know, a type of government that even Bill Maher had to admit is dangerous and kills people.
Yeah, you're starting to see people like him come out of the cracks and acknowledge how bad it's become. I mean, every day, don't your eyes just get bigger seeing all the people, all the people on the left in the middle who are becoming, you know, red pilled, as they say. I mean, they're opening their eyes and they're finally starting to see it. It's, and they can't just label a handful of us fringe anymore, because there are so many people that are seeing the truth. It's not just you and me on the right anymore.
Well, it defies common sense. This is the issue, and it's the problem for the truth. You know, just like with your experience, I mean, there's a lot to be said when you, you know, having done all you can to keep standing on the truth, and, you know, it always plays out well. And the one thing about the truth that torments liars is it always has a way to come out, and it's unrelenting. It will not go away.
Honestly, I keep laughing watching the Democrats in the ends of COVID-19 trying so hard to maintain their position. But the longer it goes on, the more they look like fools.
Yes.
So they're having to defend the lies. They're trying to have to defend these things, saying that, you know, it's just you're killing all these old people by not wearing masks and, you know, by not getting vaccinated and and they just look sillier and sillier and sillier.
And the people are asking, the ones that still have not evacuated any sense of critical questioning, ask, well, how are you coming to that conclusion? Where is the science that says that? Don't give me Fauci and his emotion. You know, he's just because, you know, I think we're beyond that, just listening to the doctor and taking his word for it when he's been more wrong than right. I mean, I think very much so more wrong than right.
You know, even the left is kind of running from Fauci. You notice they don't tout him very much anymore because he's so contradictory. You know, it's people on our side that have said all along, we have our doubts about a lot of things. People should be given a choice. you know, we're not even quote-unquote anti-vax. You know, that's mm-hmm. Robert Kennedy Jr.'s thing.
Right, uh-huh. Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, we think people should be able to make their own, you know, adult decisions mm-hmm. about the matter. And that's where the divide is. And
yes.
So for them to have to defend such an extreme position, I mean, it's just looking worse as COVID recedes.
Exactly. Well, as you and I talked before, Rachel, this is about informed consent. And look at what happened with Obamacare. Everybody, you know, oh, we had to do this deal. And of course, here we are back again. The Democrats, it worked for the Democrats during Obamacare that you had to pass it to find out what's in it. And of course, that's what they're trying to do with this infrastructure bill. You know, let's pass a bill. Well, did you write it up? Well, no, don't worry. We'll write it. What do you mean? Don't worry. You'll write. No, we're not going to, you know. I'm not going to, you know, get, however you want to say, red-pilled or blue-pilled or whatever over this deal and just stupidly approve something. We already did that exercise with Obamacare, and look at what we got. And after everything is said and done, my question has remained is that, remember the big conversation and Barack Obama himself saying, well, forget about, you know, that if you could keep your doctor, you could keep your plan, all that stuff turned out to one big humongous lie. But there were so many lies wrapped in it that, you know, the thing was also that was about that 30 million people, that donut hole of people who were uncovered. We knew even in that 30 million people, there was a percentage of them and a fairly good percentage who said, I'm not interested. I don't want it. But even still, given the 30 million people, and my question has been, what happened to the 30 million people? How many of those that we were targeting to cover with Obamacare, how many got covered? And they can't give me the number.
Right, because if you look at how much Obamacare cost on those exchanges, it was completely unaffordable. I remember back when I was married and I had four kids, and we were living in Washington State, and we looked at the price of it. And for our family, it would have been over $600 a month. Right. Now, granted, one of my ex's kids was type 1 diabetic, and so that might have been why. But it was completely unaffordable. And so these Democrats are stuck defending things that are untenable, and so they have to do dishonest tactics, like, say, pass the bill without knowing what's in it.
Exactly.
Which is insane. You know, if our Republicans proposed a bill and said that, they would have a fit.
But oh, my goodness, yeah.
Will, because we don't do things like that. We are too openly honest, and we don't – our position is the honest position with the best results, and so we don't have to lie to try to get people to vote for our position.
Exactly. Well, the Democrats have their own plan. I mean, they get into the Treasury, they buy votes. This is what they're doing right now with the border and flooding the border, is they needed new voters, because look what happened in the 2020 election. People of color, minorities escaped, and, you know, and they heard Donald Trump's question, you know, what have they done for you? Well, you know, they had to sit there and go, bupkis. So why are we giving them our vote? So if you look at the breakdown of the 2020 numbers, I mean, people of color, Hispanics, they left the Democratic Party, or they, as they say, the party left them, and they went to Trump. And so they're in a full-blown panic and say, look, we've got to refresh all these voters. And what's the easiest way? Open the flood the border, bring them all in, because these are all future, you know, Democratic. I mean, for some reason, I hear the echo of the language of Lyndon Baines Johnson. Of course, he was talking to people of color with the war on poverty. But in this particular case, I can hear, you know, some sort of remnant of his voice associated with flooding the border and the Democrats finding new voters. I mean, ballot harvesting and the cemetery vote is not enough for them. They've got to just have a bunch of illegal immigrants come here voting and compromising the integrity of our elections. This is way too much. Rachel, again, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming on. How can people follow you and read your commentaries?
Definitely check me out at townhall.com, my personal website, Intellectual Conservative, and you can subscribe to my emails at authory.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.